better wait and ask him on it. I just don't.
At any rate, you're a very pure one here. That is Mercer County.
Yes.
Would you tell me your parents are from?
My parents are from England.
And they came over here before you were born?
Before I was born.
And obviously your grandparents would be from England,
yes,
too.
Yes, all of my people are there, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you begin by pronouncing some very easy words? Yeah, Czech pronunciation.
Oh, I see.
The month we're in right now is a month.
Is March.
And last month was?
February.
See, very easy.
Yes.
And the first month of the year is?
Is January.
Uh-huh. And after March comes?
April.
And this is what day of the week today?
This is Saturday.
And then, did you ever call that Sabbath around here? Saturday?
No, I've never heard it called that.
Some places they do.
Sabbath is Sunday.
More like Sunday for me. Mm-hmm. Then Monday, and then after Monday comes
Tuesday.
And then
Wednesday.
And then
Thursday.
All right.
Friday. Oh, well.
Didn't need that one. If you'd see somebody about 9 in the morning, you'd probably greet them by saying
good morning. Or hi.
Probably what I do.
Uh-huh.
The pronunciation of certain words are characteristically different areas.
I see what you mean.
And now, different parts of the country divide their day up in different amounts. For example, morning would last till how long here?
Until noon, 12.
Mm-hmm. And then it would be what, afternoon?
Afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And that would last till?
Until 6.
And then you'd refer to it as after 6.
Evening. Mm-hmm.
And that would last till?
12.
Midnight?
Mm-hmm, midnight.
So you'd say good evening to somebody at 11:30 at night?
Yes.
Okay. I have an uncle from Alabama who says 3 o'clock in the evening.
Oh!
There's a difference.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you started work when it was dark yet in the morning, you'd probably say, I started work before...
Before dawn.
In relation to the sun, would you ever say, I started work before...
Sunrise.
Before sunrise. Not daylight.
I have used both.
Mm-hmm. But not sun up?
No.
Not sun up. Before daylight, you might mention. Mm-hmm. Do you have a word meaning a 2-week period of time?
A fortnight, you mean?
Yeah. Do you use it much?
No, but my mother did.
Sure,
see, they were from England.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not in your vocabulary.
No.
All right. Now, somebody asks you... What time did the sun rise this morning? And it happened to, that it was 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And you answer then, the sun
rose.
Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And if you worked until it was dark at night, you might say, I worked until...
Sunset.
Some people say sundown. Some people
I say both.
Uh-huh.
So,
you might
sunset
say sundown.
Sunset. Yes, I use both.
The sunset comes out
mm-hmm.
first. Now, this is March 25th, and it's today.
Mm-hmm.
March 24th was?
Yesterday.
And March 26th will be?
Tomorrow.
I'm looking now at my,
mm-hmm.
at my what?
Oh, at your watch.
It's a wrist,
wristwatch. Mm-hmm.
And if the big hand, right now it's 3 o'clock. If the big hand were on the 6 down here,
mm-hmm.
it would be what time?
3:30.